You're listening to the Major Pod Network, the only place where your favorite toy store, card shop, arcade, theme park, and arena are all on the same block. Scratch that major itch.
The following announcement has been paid for by the Major World Order.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of the Major World Order podcast. I'm Billy Peck. I am one of your hosts. I am a ring announcer for PWP Live. I'm a musician in a band called Graveyard Smash that you can find on Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Amazon.
Cassette players.
Hey, actually, I was driving around in my old truck this weekend, and I pulled out my CD case, and guess what was in there?
Whoa, one little, of my little, CDs.
Little Zombilly. I didn't put it in the CD player, but it was there.
But, that's a little bit about me. Let's learn a little bit about our next host. I am 1, 2, 3, Husvar.
One of your hosts of the Major World. What? That's what I do on a daily basis. Well, not daily.
Jesus.
And with us is this fucking guy up here.
Other side jackass. The big Jake Boski, the Sean Kemp of sneaker collecting, Mr. Major Fitness. The big Jake Boski. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the latest episode of the Major World Order podcast, where it's just two.
That's right. Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming and hanging out with us. You know, the Major World Order, you know, a part of the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast community, where we talk with people within the community. We talk to the hosts, Matt Cardona, Brian Myers, Smart Mark Sterling, people connected to him, Chelsea Green, Swoggle, so many people, Steph DeLander.
Rhino.
Yeah. All kinds of people, again, connected to, you know, the community.
Canic,
of course.
We can't 17
leave
times.
Out, we can't leave out our buddy Canic, you know, big part of, I mean, the main part of, you know, all of Major Pod's merch.
Every time we bring him on, he really shakes things up, too, you know?
It's true. We've had so many people on, you know, famous wrestlers, people, you know, part of the Major Pod team, people, you know, fans, Major Marks within the community, friends. And if this is your first time checking us out, we appreciate you being here.
Definitely.
If it's not, we still appreciate you hanging out with us for, not quite 170 episodes, but we're, you know, we're approaching
we're
200 episodes.
Whoa. Insane, man.
Also, if you're not, please check us out on X, Instagram, Facebook, all at Major World Order, YouTube.com/Major World Order. And for a little bit extra content, Patreon.com/Major World Order, where you will get the episodes early. You will get the video version, and you will get to find out who the guest is in advance for $1 a month. And then all of that included for $5 a month, you also get a once a month pop culture episode where all of us or one of us will discuss something within pop culture, as well as new subscribers get a gift.
Special gift.
So, Jake, you just did March's pop culture episode.
Yeah. It was kind of, I'll talk about that for a moment. So basically, I'm pretty sure it was last year, the last time I actually did a pop culture episode. I personally have been extremely busy, you know, with the new house and work and this and that. But Billy had came up with a great idea the other day and said, you know, Jake, why don't you take the reins if you can, and maybe do like a pop culture episode on Hot Wheels. So I thought that was a really great idea. I do have a very small Hot Wheels collection. I actually have it displayed at work in my office. So I kind of talk about that, talk about my childhood. And I do have a few Hot Wheels here. They're actually 150 scale, and they're all Batmobiles, but I, you know, show a couple of those off and just kind of talk about, you know, my passion just for cars in general. And then, you know, Hot Wheels played a big role in that as a kid. So it's definitely really cool. And I had a lot of fun doing it. So, you know, definitely check it out. If you're on Patreon, if not, please subscribe and, you know, check it out. I think you guys really enjoy it. So give it a listen.
Yeah. You know, I just think, you know, obviously we were part of a, you know, wrestling, but really just a collecting community. Sure. And, you know, I think a lot of us, you know, look, a lot of us are, male who as children, you know, you grow up, you know, not that females don't either. Just demographically, I think sure. A lot of us, you know, grew up, you know, enjoying cars. Oh, cars are fast. Ooh, cars are cool. You know, and, right. You get Hot Wheels.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm not even going to lie. Yeah. I'm not even going to lie. I used to play Ken and Barbie with my sister. I was Ken. Sure. And I drove the pink Corvette.
There
and
you
I always
go.
Left. I always left Barbie under the bunk bed. I'd just drive off and go down the hallway, and I'd get my ass kicked later by my sister. But
oh no,
we'll talk about that on next month's pop culture episode.
But you know, kind of a part of the community, I think, that doesn't really get talked about much. Yeah. You know, maybe there's just not many collectors, or
yeah.
Maybe,
well,
but you know, it's something that again, I think probably more of us than we think. You know. Enjoyed it, you know, growing up. So, and you being a big car guy, right. In general.
Yeah. And I know Matt a few months ago had said something about Hot Wheels cars, like, I don't collect those, I'm not a kid, or you know, something like to that effect.
Yeah,
and,
I recall something.
Yeah,
like
something
this.
Like
yeah.
That. And you know, I mean, to a point, yes. I mean, Hot Wheels are for kids, obviously. I mean, but what toy isn't for kids, you know? But they there is actually a very large following in the for adults, you know, mm-hmm. Because they have special edition ones and rare ones that, you know, all kinds of different unique Hot Wheels, you know, that they actually even have a specialty, like a club you can join where you can like special order custom made ones from oh, wow. Mattel. It's pretty cool. So like you can kind of like have your own personal car made if you wanted to, and it's really unique. So there's a huge following with that. And you know, that's again, it's one of those things, if you're into cars even just a little bit, I think Hot Wheels is a cool way to kind of, or a cheaper way for sure to, you know, collect vehicle or cars,
things that you may not ever own.
Yeah, because
in real life,
I know I got a few.
You might as well get Matchbox.
All right,
yeah, Hot Wheels, Matchbox, any of that kind of stuff. But
Hot Wheels is way better than Matchbox.
Well, Hot Wheels is more like real cars. Matchbox is more fantasy.
So that's actually somewhat incorrect. So, and I discussed this a little bit. Matchbox actually came out first.
Wait, okay,
before Hot Wheels. Yeah. Hot Wheels was kind of invented to take these cars. This came out in the late 60s, you know, kind of talking about that was like huge era for drag racing, things like that. So Hot Wheels was actually made as more like, hey, we can make these cooler and kind of a modified so that car.
Yeah.
So that's kind of but I mean, still obviously with the licenses and things like that, they do make stock vehicles and, you know, production vehicles, I should say. So.
Husfar, you did something pretty interesting over the weekend, and
yeah.
You know, that involved several of our past guests.
Yeah. So I worked another, you know, cap show, helped out another cap show. But this time it was my first time reffing a couple of matches for like one of the like shows, you know, the past, you know, times I did it, it was, the camp show, the summer camp show, and then Cap TV. So this was like the first like big show. You know, I was nervous, of course. It was pretty nerve wracking, but in a good way. You know, it's like it's an adrenaline rush, and that's like why, you know, they say it's like, you know, it's a drug that you'll never like, you know, you'll never know the feeling unless you do it. Like, you know, the feeling you get being in there, even as a ref, like it's incredible. So, but yeah, I reffed, Jay George, a past guest, you know, we had a little rivalry for a little bit, but you know, I had to be neutral, for this. I was reffing. So, you know, put my differences aside. yeah. And then, let's see, what was my, and then I had just another match with a couple of guys I've reffed a bunch of times, QGTM, mm-hmm. and then Security Inc., who are some local guys that are pretty well known, a tag team. Cool. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, I'm not perfect, but you know, I'm getting there, and you know, you're only going to get better by making mistakes and, you know, get listening to advice. So it was pretty cool. You know, I didn't have any like huge issues, so that's mm-hmm. good.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was a good time. And then actually the next show, which is in May, I'll look it up just to confirm by the end of the show, but it's actually the 10-year anniversary show.
Wow.
It's for Creative Probe.
Yeah.
For them being, yeah, that's.
So that's going to be pretty big. There's going to be big things coming for that. I know. Sure. I know for sure.
That's going to be huge, man.
So, you know, look out for the tickets for that, because you're definitely not going to want to miss this one. I'm just, without giving anything away, you know, I want it to be a surprise for people.
I think we need a special MWO Husfar 8x10 in his ref outfit, you know.
I got a couple of pictures. I just got to ask the guys if it's okay. But yeah,
maybe have Husfar with a little merch table. Exclusive.
That'd be cool.
Merch table exclusive 8x10. What?
I think refs have 8x10.
Well, hey man, you need to start. You can be the most famous referee on the fucking indie scene, dude. That's your fucking shit, you know, bro. No,
PWP.
You can do it.
You know, we have anybody that's in Omaha area listening to this, when it releases publicly tonight.
Yeah. All three of you in Omaha area.
Right. No, one of our referees, Rudy Diamond, he is.
What a name.
Quite popular, actually. Shirts, trading cards, like always sells out. You know,
listen, bro, I'm no Rudy Diamond, okay? I'm just Husfar. Yeah,
now, let me ask you this.
You'd be Diamond in the rough far.
You.
Stupid. That doesn't even make sense.
Oh my god.
I say stuff like that and you like give me a dirty look.
I say stuff like this and Billy's fucking dying.
Billy's dying. Great. You guys,
he's on mute right now because he's choking
when I
to
say
death.
Stuff like that.
Oh my gosh.
Come on. I'm man.
In the rough bar.
Wow.
You're a rough bar.
Well, anybody that's been following my journey knows that since early January I was sick and had a pretty bad cough, and no, I'm not sick anymore, but you know, kept reading up on
still
this
sick.
Stop.
He coughs every day.
That it's a 100-day cough. Wow. And I am at like 70 days.
Jeez, I don't think that's good.
So we're gonna have like eight more episodes before you get rid of this shit, dude.
Anyway, so that's my excuse for dying. What I was going to say before Diamond in the Rough Bar is just, I mean, it is, but it's
that's
funny.
The point. That's the point.
No. I say stuff like that and you don't die.
It's all in the delivery. It's all in the timing. Anyway, boy, I know that when you come out, there's a lot of Husfar chants.
Yeah,
there's
dude.
Yeah, major marks. Yeah, for that, sure.
That's when you just look at him and tell him to suck it and keep walking. No. Dude. I would be. Oh my god! I wish I was a fucking ref. I'd be such a dick. I would just be.
Well, you'd be fired.
No,
you
that would be.
Do
the,
that.
No. I'm just saying, like, it could be part of your gimmick.
This isn't like Shawn Michaels putting the ref jersey on or Matt putting it on.
No. We talk about this all the time. We're trying to give Husfar some kind of meaning, some kind of like,
I will have
deal,
meaning.
some kind of a character. You could be an evil referee.
It's not, I keep telling you, it's not
spitting
my
in
choice.
People's faces, hissing at them, fucking clawing them like a
I don't
cat,
want to
dude.
Do that.
You just be doing
you could do that. You do that.
I do. It'd be
like
awesome.
Like a cat.
Just like, hey, can I see your sign and just rip it in half? Or like, oh, you want to take a selfie and just launch their cell phone? You know, like, it'd be awesome, man.
That's like an oxymoron, an evil referee. Because a referee is supposed to be neutral.
Exactly. Well,
don't you remember referee Nick Patrick when he joined the NWO?
Yeah.
But that was a storyline.
Special. Right. Yeah, that's a special thing. This is a gimmick.
So who cares? It's a startup.
Pass.
Oh, I would do that all day. I would
do it. That.
Where am I? I don't got time for that shit.
Go to Flatbacks.
Would you call me?
Go to Flatbacks. That's Prince Pretty and
I don't like pancakes that much. Thanks though. Where's that at?
Florida.
I'm not sure, but it's in Florida.
Great. Florida is a big state.
Hell, Orlando's a big city.
Yeah,
here, let's see.
Almost 3 hours away from me.
Or go to Nightmare Factory.
No. Anywho. Anyway.
What do you mean?
Yeah. Cody. You?
Cody and Dustin.
Yep.
Flatbacks Wrestling School. Forest City.
Never even heard of it.
It's in Pemberton Drive. Apopka, Florida.
So, gotcha. By the time, so this episode releases,
sweet,
and then next week's episode will be dropping the same night as Live 19.
Ooh, whoa!
Baby. Yep. Wow. So everybody that's, you know, if you're traveling, you know, next Thursday, April 4th, if you're traveling to Philadelphia or if you're already there and you're, you know, trying to waste some time on your way to the WWE Superstore, that Huffvar, it just killed me.
Ruffvar?
The diamond.
Diamond in the Ruffvar.
Anyway.
So good, dude.
Make sure you give the Major World Order a listen next week, because the plan, as long as everything goes according to plan and there's no delays, we should be doing another one of our, I don't want to call it a watch along.
Yeah.
I mean,
we'll call it a ride along.
Commentary.
Yeah,
it's a ride along. We got the radio on.
FWO ride along.
It's the ride along, dude.
I kind of like that.
Basically, we've done it once already. It was a last minute thing. We had so much fun doing it. We got good response.
We had a lot of great feedback, like a lot of good feedback from that. It was just, you know, we've definitely. I don't mean to cut you off or anything, but it's just you know, it's one of those things. It was a happy accident. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was like, we just kind of, hey, it's last minute. You know, we had a very difficult time securing a guest. So it was like, hey, let's just listen to the boys and kind of tag along. And it actually turned out really good. So
majormarks.com, you know, you sign up to the ultimate tier. You get to sit in on their live podcast episodes as they're recording them. A lot of things, not a lot, but there's times where, you know, they'll get into discussion that doesn't end up actually making it to the final product.
Right.
So, again, not a full watch along, because that would be us giving away their content for free, which we won't do. But we tune in for about 10, 15 seconds, 20, 30 seconds tops.
Yeah.
See what they're talking about. And then we will discuss what they're talking about. Yeah. And we become the thing that everyone always said about us, that we're the podcast about a podcast.
That's right.
Podcast about a podcast. Schnozberries. It's like Schnozberries.
Dude, that's how you could talk, is you're in your ref voice. One. No,
I don't talk like this.
Two and a half.
Two.
My arm.
Two and a half.
Yeah, dude, you can do stuff like that. Like, three. Your arm, you know.
Ring the bell.
You got to tie your shoe. The guy's tapping out, and you're just tying your shoe. And, you know,
this is a disqualification.
Oh, dude, it's so many things, dude. So many things, dude.
Watch the hair.
Yeah, you can have a little mirror, like pull out one of those pocket mirrors and fix your hair and shit.
No, I ain't Rick the model, okay?
Why not?
When I'm a model, referee, snob, guy.
You're from Connecticut, Greenwich, Connecticut, just like Triple H, dude.
You're a Connecticut.
That's his gimmick. Hunter Hearst
Huffvar. Dude. Oh my That's god.
Just straight up. Dude, I'd be like Blue Kane.
It would, dude. Oh, I am just fucking rolling them out tonight, dude.
Yeah, you're steamrolling.
I'm giving you. What are you Stanley doing now? Steamer. What do you even have?
You're Stanley Steamer over here.
Fucking give you a Cleveland Steamer here in a minute.
Ew. Oh no. I was not trying to go there.
We all smelt it.
Smelt what? You?
Us fart. Anyway, fart? Moving on.
Yeah.
So yeah. So Billy, I mean, I know we kind of we quickly discussed, you know, Husfar and myself, but what have you been up to lately? What's been going on in the old Pekaruski household there?
Looks wrong.
I don't know. For me, it just feels like a lot of the same old,
yeah,
kind of thing. You know, I've had shows sure. with my bands, both yeah. the cover band and the original
Sorry.
You know, those are playing shows for people's always fun. Said, PWP, did that last month, have one this week, looking forward to, getting ready for, Live 19.
Right.
And I mean, a lot of my days is just, compiling information to promote for the Major Wrestling Figure podcast. Yeah. The social media and all that, family's doing well.
Good.
One thing, that I've been having a lot of fun with is, some, loyal friends and fans, will be aware, that like on the YouTube channel,
mm-hmm.
Will have a special guest host from time to time with my son, Logan. He's sure. six. And he has just been loving Major Bendy's.
Yeah.
It started with, they were just things obviously that I got and collected, and the more that I would get, he would see him and he'd be like, oh, who's that? Who's that? And, knowing what I do and watching, videos, he yeah. knows who Matt, Mark, and Brian are. And
sure.
When I started, from time to time getting like a double of something,
mm-hmm.
well, I just give it to him and he'd nice. Be like, what? My very own Major Bendy?
Oh, that's awesome, man.
I've been getting them for him off and on, and like during like the mystery sales, where it's like $10 a mystery Bendy, I've been getting those and just kind of loading up on them for him. And mm-hmm. he's just been like, so excited about him, and he's probably up to like a good 15 or so.
Damn, he's got nice. More than I got, dude. Jeez,
somewhere in there.
I guess it pays when your dad works for the pod. Jesus.
But no, actually, I just did a little deal with Travis Hotard and got some from him.
Nice.
And I just bought some from Matt Chef in the group.
Okay.
Those will both be showing up here like any day.
Yeah.
And I've kind of been like hiding them off to the side.
Yeah.
And like if Logan has like a really good week in school or something, nice. I'll
put
one, sneak him. Sneak it by him or something. And he'll be like, Dad, where did this Major Bendy come from? So like, I don't know. That's been a lot of fun.
You lost the tooth last night.
What the fuck?
Huh?
What's wrong with you?
Like a tooth fairy.
Oh,
like you purposely knocks his
own
teeth
out. Presents.
Yeah.
Hey man, nope. Isaac Yankum, he's not the greatest dentist in the world.
That's true. But yeah, I don't know. I can't say that
that's
there's
cool.
been like a lot of stuff going on, but yeah. To keep it all kind of, pod related, which, mm-hmm. is a big portion of sure. my life.
Absolutely.
That's a fun part of it, of how I can love share it. That with my son. Yeah. And, I know not every kid is the same, but like, you'd have people talking about these or, endoms and like, how could sure. any kid ever love these? They bend a little bit. There's no action.
What you got there.
And
I ordered like, one of those. I don't have it yet.
I got mine.
Oh, yeah.
I think I have it in this pile here.
I don't mine's
I got the Chase one.
I, Yeah, he's got it. I think I just got the regular one.
For those that are not watching, I should say.
Yeah, it's, look at that.
I just randomly held up a Joey Janela.
Oh, you guys got both of them.
Yeah, I have my pile of like a bunch of them over here.
I guess.
But, sorry, Jake, you feel left out, huh?
I do. It sucks, dude. Well, I'm kind of like, I kind of almost wish that I would have got the bloody variant.
Mm.
You can still get it.
Well, I could, yeah, because I could take it off of the.
Yeah, that would be your like Lucy one that you could play with, kind of.
Well, the card's not any different.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same card.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right.
You could just put that one in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But then, so here's my question. So let's say I do that unofficial fig swap, and then I still have that tan matte bendy in the bag. Like, what
now you can swap it.
What am I supposed to do with those?
You can actually, you can have wrestling matches. You can play with your toys, Jake.
Yeah, you could have one to play with for your desk or something.
My desk is yay big. It's just like a little table.
Yeah, and the bendy's yay big.
I don't know. Yeah. I got to figure something out with these guys. I don't know. I don't want to get rid of them, but like,
I don't know.
No.
Aw, they don't belong there.
Nah, we'll figure it out.
I actually ordered the ECW and the bloody ECW sets just now. But I still need to get my extra Francine's.
Yep.
And then I'm debating if I want to get an extra Dusty because it's just so damn cool.
It is cool. It's super cool, man.
So
I'm still debating on if I should get the bloody set or the non-bloody set.
Do you have any of the other ECW ones?
It's a mix.
Are they bloody or non-bloody?
It's a mix.
So you have some bloody and some non-bloody of the other ECW sets?
Yes.
Ooh. You could mix and match. If you want to get the bloody Francine and then get like regular dust, you know, whatever.
My problem with that is, you know, I'm trying to be responsible, I suppose.
Conservative.
You know, basically, like, as much as cool as I think the, and it's really, it really two kind of three where I prefer one over the other. I really like the Jerry Lynn with the blood that says die. But I do prefer the non-bloody one over that because I think that's more iconic gear for him.
Yeah.
And Brian did tribute gear to that the diamonds on the knees and whatever. The Francine, I really like
the
bloody
dress.
One because it's different.
Yeah,
I don't.
It's the only time she got color
right.
Ever, too.
I don't personally love the way the Shane Douglas looks bloody. It's kind of the same way the Raven. I didn't love the way that he looked bloody. I preferred the non-bloody.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Mix and match.
And I can. I know that's an option. But here's where the responsible part kicks in. You order as a bundle.
It's cheaper.
Like, and don't quote me on this. It's like $30 cheaper or something like that. 30 yeah. 40 between there.
Yeah.
If I pick and choose, I go from like
170 80
$30 or whatever it is, $150 to like maybe it's like a $15 difference or something. Yeah. But still, I don't know.
It makes a difference. Yeah.
It don't quote me on the math, but it makes a little bit of a difference to where it's like, I don't know if I want to spend the extra money just to be like, oh, well, I got this one and I changed out this one. Like, so I'm kind of almost leaning towards non-bloody.
Mm.
But that Francine.
I could always get that later.
Yeah, that's true.
Hmm.
And I know that would be like, well, then why didn't you just pay for it then?
Right.
Spreading money out and later it's gonna be $5 or whatever.
Yeah, I do the same thing. It's smart. So,
I don't know.
It's also one of those things too, like you might randomly come across some guy in the group though too that's like just purging and just wants to get rid of them. You know what I mean? So there's like so many different things. Like
it's hard though, because like look at look at those big rubber guys, how much they're going for on eBay. Like, it could be a situation like that. That's why the FOMO really
We've learned that the bendies don't quite do that.
Yeah.
Some might. It's just the way it is. One day it could be the set that does, you know? I mean,
well, yeah. I mean, that, I mean,
because I see what you're saying.
Yeah. You never know what's going to happen, but.
Like, did I think this freaking Super Mario Blu-ray set was going to go for $800 on eBay? No, but I don't think anyone did. Fuck that.
So, yeah.
Jake, get it. Just get it. Just do
get
it.
What?
Billy, just get them all.
What? Why am I going to get them? Are you?
No, you get your the blood. You said you wanted to get a bloody one too.
So I need to get a bloody variant of Joey Janela, and then I also need to get a Colt Cabana FWF card back.
Yeah.
Do you have an extra one? How far?
I have to look. Okay. I have all my bendies.
Because I was getting ready to make a post in the group to see if anybody has one.
You get the bloody one though, but you need the you need the sticker.
Oh shit!
Yeah, that's the thing you got to consider.
I forgot about that.
The stickers on all the bloody ones.
Does Canik have an extra set of stickers?
He might.
I bet he does.
Message him.
But yeah. You got to see where the autograph is at.
Right.
Because if it covers where the sticker would go.
Yeah, because Joey,
it's in the middle.
I don't know if I told you guys or not, Joey had, there's a delay in my shipping with my bendy. One of the reasons was the paint pen exploded all over. So he had to clean it off and he had to go to the store and buy a new one. So it's going to be a couple extra days. And, you know, he and myself have both been very busy. So this is going on a couple weeks now, but, you know,
I was gonna pull out my Super 7 Brian figure and be like, "Oh, you should have just kept it that way. It looks like Nasty Boys."
That one does look, that one's just good, just because of the colors. You know what I mean? It just
it was just by luck.
Yeah, that one's sick, dude.
Yeah,
I have it over there. Like, I need to get a case for it. I think I'm gonna just put it in a case. That's special.
Yeah, it's.
Because, and you got to also think, Jake, too, just trying to help you out. You know, everyone always calls me, I'm the bully or whatever for getting people to buy. So I'm just trying to get you guys to live a little. But what I wanted to say was, you know, if you get that bloody one, then it's going to open up like
a door,
then you're going to see like something else that you really like that's like bloody, and you're going to be, you don't really need for your, you know, your rules. And you're going to be like, you know, you're going to start getting them. And then as much as I want you to do that.
Now you just.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, what if I did? Oh. I did everybody we have on here, white paint pen autograph, but then I did every bloody variant, like just the bloody ones.
Signed?
No. Bloody collection.
You'd have signed regulars and then bloody ones. Every bloody one?
A Joey Janela, you'd have a Nick Gage, Gangrel, then you would have
ECW set
one ECW two, three, set two, four,
ECW set three.
Five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Yeah,
that's all the
bloody.
I'm trying to think if there's any others, and then Matt is gonna have
he's gonna have
his
the one
legged tights, is bloody, so that's 10.
Wait, it's more than that, Billy. Isn't the ECW sets like. Aren't they like, was it four or five?
I counted all that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because that's four times three is 12. Okay.
Yeah.
Times three?
Yeah, three sets. Three ECW sets, right? Or is there just two?
There's only two.
Okay. I don't know why I thought there was a second set.
No.
Okay.
And the series two has five.
You know who I'm surprised doesn't have a bendy?
Who?
Rhino.
I thought he did.
No. No, because if he did, I would have got it already. But like, that's one I was like really surprised that he doesn't have one. Maybe. I mean, maybe down the road, you know, for sure. But that would be.
I'd love to have a Rhino bendy.
Yeah,
I mean, dude. Well, I got to. He says hi, by the way, Jake.
Rhino.
Yeah, he was at the at the Cap show.
Oh hell yeah!
He was in a tag team match.
Nice. Yeah, I haven't talked to him. It's been a couple months since I talked to him. Always, always a good dude. He never remembers who I am though. Every time I text him,
I have to explain it. I have to, like the guy with the boats, and he'd be like, "Oh yeah,
yeah." Because I'll just randomly randomly text him like a picture of a boat, and he's like, "Who's this?" Like Jake from MWO. He's like, "What's up? What's that? what boat is that? And then like he's like, we ended up talking for like three hours. He's like, whose boat is that? He said, where are you at? I'm like, in Florida. He's like, oh, what are you doing there? I'm like, live here. I told you that last time.
Oh man,
it's funny. He just, you know, like he totally doesn't save my number. I could tell, you know, but it's funny. Oh, it's right. I mean, I wouldn't expect him to, but it's not like we're best friends or anything. But it's just it's just randomly funny.
If I get an extra dusty, but, do I get a bloody or a regular?
So you're gonna have
hold on. Effie has one. That's 13.
Oh yeah,
Allie Catch has one. That's Allie 14. Catch
has one. Oh. Yeah. There, I think there's one more.
I'd have to be. I must have like miscounted.
Is there a checklist?
Yes, there is. One. Yeah.
Oh man. So this is gonna be tough because
I'm not gonna go through them all again. Just know that I have bad math skills.
That's. I don't know. I don't know if I want to go down that road. Like it would be like if they started perfect example, like the gold Swoggle. That just, you know, if they started like a gold
variant. Ric Flair
has one as well.
That one's rare.
Yeah.
No, it's not. You can get it off of.
Oh, really?
Off of Ringside Collectibles for $30. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're not.
They're all attainable. Well, it's not like.
Kind of.
Yeah. The ones that are still maybe the toughest, but they've even gone down a lot were the Pandora's exclusives.
Yeah. Okay, here's the ECW.
Oh shit. Yeah, Ric Flair's only $20, dude.
For a while he was going for so much, he went down.
Well, yeah, again, everything starts at you know, the excitement once that kind of, how it goes for not everything. Obviously, some things do retain their value and whatever, but after a while they just kinda go down some.
Damn.
That looks like it for the bendies. Bloody. Oh, I got to get that.
Is it looking good, man? I
got to get Paul Walter Hauser, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that Gangrel might be a little expensive.
I need this ECW mat.
I've seen something like there's one on Macari for $59.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Dolph Ziggler. You going to get a Ziggler?
If we ever have him on the show, because we've never had him on.
Right.
You know?
And he doesn't have a bloody variant.
I know. I was just asking genuinely.
You know, he's not going to get him.
But he likes it.
I am.
I'm getting him too. I'm getting him. Yeah. Or I already did. Did he? Oh, yeah. He already went up.
Yeah.
I got him. Yeah.
Yeah. Him, yeah. Mark Marrow, and Butterbean.
Yes. Yeah. I think I didn't get the Butterbean.
Right.
I mean, I don't have too many holes to fill in. So,
you know, it's interesting.
Which is true in many ways.
I just keep going. Just keep having the show.
Just please keep going.
I don't know.
Keep having the show. Don't stop.
I've never like I said, I've never intended on having every single one of them. Yeah. My goal is to have each mold, each different character know, Matt, Mark, and Brian have had two molds now, so you know that counts as two separate
two figures. Yeah.
You know, all the repaints don't have to do all of them.
I just kind of want to be a completionist on them because they're just so cool.
Like, but I'm slowly starting to fill some of those gaps.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you've been getting so many, and I'm like, at first you were, exactly what you said, and then like he's like, I got another set of bendies. I got more bendies. I'm like,
So here's the thing, like, you know, call it selfish or whatever. I don't know. Like this Matt Chef lot that I got.
Yeah.
You know, there's
seven
bendies in it.
I believe seven.
Nice.
One of them is the non-bloody Nick Gage. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to keep that for myself. And Logan can have six others. Yeah. You know?
Right.
So like one for me, it's things like that.
One for you.
Yeah.
Where I just keep filling in these kind of gaps.
Right.
That it's like, oh well, here's one that I'm missing. I guess I can add this to the collection.
And seeing like Eamon, because I know he's a completionist on him. And then who's it Charlie Philbrick?
Philbrick.
Yeah,
he's been like setting them up in order.
Yeah.
Yes.
Saw that. He had like a, he's got them all hung up on his wall. He has like,
yep, he has the spaces
and he
has
the whole,
yeah, like ready to go. I love that. I think that's dope. And it's making me itchy. It's like, that's
dude, he's people. Actually, that's genius what he it did. Cause I, God, dude, I remember when I was doing my retros and I had them all lined up because I was missing a few different ones. And then every time I'd get like one of the older guys, I'd have to go back and redo all of it instead of just leaving the, that hole there, you know? So
the only thing for me is like, you know, I have the Jeff Jarrett's, but they were like from some deal where you get like a free one, like loose. Mm-hmm. So would be the only, I would have to find like the box, the card and a bubble for it.
Oh,
and the molding for both of them. Cause I think Tommy gave me one. He had an extra, it was a double. And then
that's
one
why
I
you
got.
Don't have the Conrad.
Right. I never got that set. Cause I was like, I gotta be good. I'm not going to be a completionist, but inside, deep inside, it's like a volcano bubbling. Like you need to do it.
Nice. Yeah. There's oh, you okay there, bud?
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. I'm hearing a lot of thuds and.
Oh, I dropped my phone because you sent me a message.
Not a normal message, just a regular work one.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I got a quick question here. So I want to ask both of you. Let's say, obviously, we've had Canic and we've also had TTD. Okay, so these are, you know, actual Major Pod employees.
Yes.
Well, for Bendy's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So who, I would assume somewhere down the line, there's got to be another Major Pod employee coming. Maybe
Freedom.
Not. You think D?
I think the reason why he's wearing all those wacky suits is because he wants to make himself toyetic. It's genius.
Well, I think with anything, you know, like those two, you know, Canic and TTD, you know, obviously, you know, they're well-loved individuals within the community. But they got to, you know, kind of come in because they were referees.
Right.
You know, how amazing would they do if it was just, hey, here's just a TTD.
Right.
Hopefully awesome. But, you know, look, there's been some wrestlers that they've been like, oh, that one didn't quite sell what we hoped it would type of thing. Right, it just happens.
Sure.
So I guess I always look at anytime some of this, you know, like one of these questions come up, like I have a hard time like separating like, ooh, what would I like to see versus like, what do I think realistically would make it? And I mean, I think if anybody was to get one.
Yeah.
I think the next one in line would have to be D Freedom.
Okay.
You know, in this doctor's coat.
Yeah.
Or the gold suit. Like Emmett Brown. The gold suit.
Well.
Oh,
that was a one-time thing.
The dinner.
Yeah. But
still.
Yeah.
This is, you know, the doctor's outfit is basically every week now.
Dr. Freedom.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. And while there's absolutely people who do not like him, there's a lot of people who do.
I love
him. Yeah.
He's a polarizing individual, which I think kind of
he's a cool dude.
So here's the thing, and I'm not just saying this about him in particular. I think anybody in the group really, I don't think for the most part, I don't think there's anybody that genuinely dislikes a person. They just might not agree with their views or their outlooks on certain things. Like Billy, you and I have clearly been on different sides of the realm on multiple things.
Oh,
same with Husfar. You know, I mean, and you and I might disagree about something, but that doesn't make me like, I don't like Billy because
he supports
this or, you know, whatever.
It's just, right.
Like, you know. It's just one of those things. So,
yeah,
you know, but unfortunately there are a random select few people who tend to take it a little too far and they do state those things, which that's not right.
I think another one that could be cool that would make sense and someone that they could, you know, they could sell them at their gimmick tables and, you know, the more they grow, you know, as a wrestler and popularity, I think, and pretty toyetic, It's J. George.
Oh, J. George. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You could do several variants of him too.
Sure. Like
you'd have one with the clapboard. You could do one, you know, in his different gears or whatever.
Let's be realistic. They're all getting one.
Yeah.
They're only getting. They ain't gonna get right. separate.
I know. Do like cameraman. He's holding a little camcorder or something.
Yeah.
But no, it would probably just have to be J. George with that black outfit that he wears. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The black and silver.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's
but
just
like
say
that fro would look
with
cool.
The fro. Oh, yes. Dude, yes.
It looks so good.
100%. That look is amazing.
Yeah.
So let's just say down the line, let's say Billy gets one.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, hey, it could happen.
No, it could. Know.
So what would Billy Peck be wearing? What, like, I want to hear Billy what you would want, and I want to hear Husfar what you would want Billy to be wearing.
Boy, I think it would have to be one of two things.
Okay,
it would either be me in the purple sports coat and gold tie from FWF,
yeah,
or it would be like maybe me in a live show jacket mm-hmm. at, you know, opening up one of the live shows type of thing. Maybe a hat on, maybe not. I don't know.
Okay.
But I think that would be, it would be one of those two.
Okay.
I would say under the live show jacket would be an MWO shirt, or the hat would be an MWO hat.
Mm-hmm.
My
black
first
skinny jeans.
Jesus, was, Billy. I'm just kidding.
You're not going to go with the JNCOs that you were in last time I saw you?
Yeah.
Big old baggy JNCOs.
The first one that popped in my head was the FWF, just because, you know, it was the major pod colors and it was toyetic, and it's kind of like a bit of everything. Like it could also like fall. I mean, I know you didn't wear one, you know, during like any of the live shows, but like you could still count it. I'm sure one day you might wear that at one, maybe if you're feeling into it, but, you know, I just feel like it's very toyetic looking. Other than that, I would say, yeah, probably just like you in a, like your, you know, your black, like jacket and the, you know, or, you know, when you wear the red tie or like the purple jacket, you know, whatever.
Oh, sure.
Something like that from one of the live shows. Other than that, like you just in an MWO shirt, you know, just jeans, MWO shirt, doing the too sweet or something like that. And then they can do the same thing with the referee and just take the heads off and put me and Jake on it. Take the MWO shirt with just jeans and like white shoes or something.
That doesn't work for my body.
That doesn't
type.
Work for me because
it's Jake. Do you think Canic, PTD, and ref maybe named John all have the same body type, bro?
Yes, absolutely. Everybody's smaller than me. But listen.
On this Joey Janela, he has the same body type as like Matt.
I know, dude. Janela's jacked, bro. What
I know. I know he is.
So listen, I want to talk about my version of Billy that I want.
Jake's mine's gonna be like looking like what's his name, Brian Cage, like
what?
It's Wolverine.
I said you want your bendy to be like way over proportioned.
I'm being nice. I'm talking about Billy's bendy, mine. Right. I listen. Listen, I'm gonna bring it up. I got kicked out backstage at the last live show. Okay, I ain't getting a bendy. Okay, it ain't happening.
It wasn't your fault.
We'll talk about
we don't have to talk about it.
But anyway, listen,
if anybody has any wild guesses, well, there you go.
Anyway,
you're full.
Can you focus on the task at hand, please?
Okay. I just called you a fool. Sorry.
Thank you. Yep, I felt like one. It is great. So anyway,
now,
Jesus Christ. So my Billy Bendy that I want is way different than yours. Now, you're gonna like this, Billy. I guarantee it. I sound like the guy from Men's.
I know
Warehouse.
What he's gonna say.
You're gonna like this. I guarantee it.
If he was smart, I know what he's gonna say.
Brigadier Billy.
Oh,
that's okay, another short one.
Hold on. Listen. Okay, so we got the bandana. We got the John Morrison glasses. Okay. We got the long flowing hair. We got the Slam Force t-shirt with the cutoff sleeves. But Billy comes with a guitar machine gun accessory.
No, that's the guitar.
Dude, I mean, how badass would that be, right?
I didn't even think about that. That is pretty cool.
Camo print card.
I was going to say Zombilly.
Yeah, but the problem with that is like...
It's not...
It's pre-MWO. That was like...
So?
That was like... That's like
Brett. It'll be your luminary.
It's just, yeah, exactly. It's,
yeah.
Before, you know, but I think that'd be badass.
It's your luminary figure.
Yeah. No, that is a pretty solid.
What did you think I was going to say?
Honestly, Andrew? I didn't know. I had no idea where you were going
to. I was going to insult you, didn't you? Didn't you? But no. I was being nice. Andrew did. I can tell by the look of his face.
Well, I always think you're up to something. So
I normally I felt generous and I felt like being
I know
nice
better to think you're not.
Right.
Scheming. Yeah. Stay scheming. Right. Scheming.
How's your 316 beer treating you?
It's good. I'm not like I enjoy IPAs as be like certain ones. But this one's really good. It just has, it's not like, IPAs are like more, I guess, bitter, I guess is the right word than other beers. But this one's kind of more on the smoother side. You get like the right hit of the hop and then,
And the pop.
And it's good. I really recommend it. Even if you're not an IPA drinker, it's pretty good. I grabbed very smooth.
Yeah.
I grabbed a couple of cases for Mania weekend, so can share with some people here and there. But don't sell me out. I need to save some for me.
Have you had one of the American lagers?
I think once I did.
Where it's more like a traditional beer or whatever.
Yeah. I haven't had that one in particular, but I'm not a huge fan of lagers. Like, I don't know.
Like lagers.
They're okay, but like I'll drink it, but I'm not going to go out of my way to go get one.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah, me neither.
Billy's more of a diet Mountain Dew kind of girl. But
your diet.
Oh, it's too funny.
Definitely been getting pretty pumped up for WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah. So are you guys thinking about going to Mania or are you going?
I would like to, but I'm like kind of low on money and I don't, in my honest opinion, I don't think the tickets are going to go down much this year because of how big, you know, with The Rock and Roman, you know, Roman could beat a record. Cody could win the title. Like anything could happen. Sure. Rock's going to be there.
Rock could win the title.
Maybe Rock. You know. Yeah. They could pull it
over. Who knows what the hell's going to happen?
Damian Priest might cash in and he might win the title.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Anything could happen. So, because I think I was talking to somebody and they just ended up buying a day two ticket today and it was like expensive. It was like $500 or $600 for
for one.
They don't think that it's going to go down either. So
if there's a year where it won't go down, it would be this year.
Probably this year,
right?
Just sucks. It's so close to like me.
yeah. It's just it's one of those things where it's an expensive weekend.
Yeah.
You know.
All the prices are jacked up too for
hotel rooms. You know, you're there for
four, five
days. You know, that's hundreds of dollars.
Sure.
You know, driving around or Ubering everywhere. You got to eat. You know, you're probably going to WrestleCon. You know, or a plethora of indie shows, and you know what you spend on merch anywhere,
meet and greets.
You know, it's. It's an expensive weekend. So, it would be great to go to the 40th anniversary of WrestleMania and be there and just capture the vibe of it.
Sure.
But,
it really depends. It's the one thing I'm not going to lie that I'm kind of sad that I don't live in Ohio right now because this is something I could
be really
definitely drove or even just flown to. And with my old job, I definitely could have taken off and made the trip. With this one, there's no way that's gonna happen, but you know, it's just, I'm so jealous. It would just be so cool to, like, even just a long weekend, you know, Thursday to Sunday, even Monday, whatever, just be incredible, man. Absolutely incredible.
Well, we've got a special guest here. It's Sammy Sosa.
What?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I'm Sammy Sosa, guys.
What's up, brother?
What's up?
Or please welcome Joey Janela.
This is live right now?
Yeah, well, it's not live. No, we're recording.
We are recording. Yes.
Sorry, I had to eat dinner and shit. Sorry.
Hey, you know, absolutely, yeah,
man. No apologies needed, man. We appreciate you taking the time to, you know, hang out with us for a few and, you know, just catch up with you and what's going on in your world, man.
Yeah, there's a lot going on right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Just got back from 4 shows. Thursday, I was in Toronto for Demand Lucha. Then we went to Cleveland for AIW. And then Saturday, GCW Detroit. You know,
you know,
the epic clash between Danhausen and Cardona.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, we were in Rochester too. And just got back today and feeling kind of beat.
Yeah, man, I'm sure. Well, we're not going to take up a ton of your time tonight, but, you know, we just, again, wanted to, you know, spend a little time and, you know, just have you on here and talk about you and your career a little bit and just, you know, kind of just shoot the shit for a few, man.
Awesome.
So, yeah, you know, you're obviously a fun part of the Major Pod community. You know, have these major bendies that came from it.
Yeah. Oh, you know, shit. You guys all have them.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, that guy, not yet.
It's on the way.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I need to send that out tomorrow. Yeah, yeah. I am the worst ADD mailer of all time. Thank God. I have to send out a figure to Germany tomorrow. I don't even know how much that will cost.
Shit. Oh, wow.
Damn.
Probably be expensive.
Yeah, it's probably going to be more than you got for it.
No, I told him it would be like $130 shipping. So I don't know.
Oh,
there you go.
It should be good.
Hopefully. Yeah, that should
cover it. hopefully you made a little extra on that one.
Maybe I have. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't.
Hope so, for sure.
No, Husfar and I, we're going to Philadelphia for WrestleMania weekend. So we were just talking about some of the things that we'll be doing there. And spring break happens to be one of those.
Yes, it's going to be a good one. Are you guys picking up Friday or Saturday?
Friday.
Yes, it's going to be. It's sold out. That's a big one. Saturday's big too, but that's the midnight. Come on, shrooms or acid.
Well, so we
any
went.
Any type of drug show.
We went to that in Dallas.
Yeah, I got the Friday.
Clusterfuck Battle Royal.
Oh, yeah.
Had like
Invisible Man.
80 people in it and went for 2 hours. You know, it was.
That's why we only have 2 matches this year because we only can.
Yeah. Fucked up.
I mean, it might go for 3 hours this year. We don't know.
Wow.
What's it like booking a Rumble match like that?
I don't know. We haven't even really booked it yet, to be honest.
Well, what about like previous ones?
Just find the most ridiculous people you can throw in a match and hope it is as bad as possible.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah, no, it's usually pretty great. There's moments every clusterfuck you're like, shit, why won't this end? And then it heats back up again and people are like, wow, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I loved it. I will say some of the people that we were with were like, what is this? What are the rules? Why is this? It's like, it's a clusterfuck. It's in the title.
That's the point.
Right.
Yeah, right.
That the clusterfuck started Spring Break 1 where we had a bunch of people that we wanted to put on the show, but we didn't know what to do with them. And we realized we had more people than a traditional 6-person scramble. So we said, all right, let's just make a match called the clusterfuck.
Yeah.
And then it turned into some rumble with pins and deaths and whatever.
That's awesome.
With no time cues or anything. So that match could go south real quick. And I think this year it might.
All right. Well, you know, like I said, a big part of this is, you know, we're all part of the Major Pod community. So one of those things is we open this up to, you know, a few fans being able to ask questions. And we've got some interesting ones. Some good ones, maybe some clusterfuck kind of ones. So we'll see.
Give me the clusterfuck ones.
All right. Well,
Joey Hudson, I'm sure he's
okay. Fine. I'll do that one first.
Oh, shit.
Joey Hudson says, hi, Joey. I am also named Joey. By process of elimination, you are now the greatest Joey in professional wrestling. What other famous Joeys are your favorite? How do you feel when a Joey tries to drop their Y and become a Joe?
All the other
Joey?
Joeys in wrestling were rapists.
Well,
it's a family show,
I mean,
sir.
So I guess by process of elimination, they're correct. Yeah. But maybe, no, wait. Joey Mercury's kind of, he's not around anymore.
No.
Well, name other, come on, there's got to be other Joeys besides, can we name
besides
any other Joeys?
Besides the rapist.
Joey Lawrence is in, from an actor, but he's cool.
he's a Joey.
Joey. See, yeah, now you got me.
Joey from Full House.
Yeah.
But
he's like, cut it out.
Yeah, those are cool Joeys, but there's no more cool Joeys in wrestling.
Right.
Right.
Wow.
Sounds like a good shirt.
Besides me.
Right? Yeah,
I'm the only Joey left.
You're the last Joey.
And it's a bunch of dead kangaroos in a pile, and I'm standing on top with my arms with the boxing gloves.
I fucking love it, dude.
There can be only one.
Yeah, man. Only
that's actually kind of dope.
The only Joey, the only to be two fat. Show Joey, up. Joey, not get it, not get canceled.
Yeah. Well, good for you. Congratulations.
We did it. Give me a medal at spring break.
Right.
We do a ceremony.
There you go.
This comes from Chris Grocock.
Grocock.
That's real his real name.
This is his real name.
Oh, Matt asks for his ID every time to show it, and it's.
I have a question for him.
Okay.
I was gonna. I don't know. Go on.
First,
I was gonna say, brother, how big is your dick?
Well, I'm sure he'll answer next week.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, we'll get the answer next week. Just message me the answer.
I'll screenshot it and send it to you. Then you're going to be like, what the fuck is he talking about?
All right, Grocock, what do you got?
He says, first, a big thanks to Joey for signing my major bendy at Beyond Wrestling. It was great to meet you. I'm curious as to how the GCW crew reacted when Broski came in versus how they feel now. Joey and Broski had a couple pretty memorable matches in GCW. Hard to believe it was 2 years ago. Hmm. And it seems from the outside like it's been pretty positive for everyone involved.
Yes,
so,
okay.
How do you feel about Matt coming in at first versus now?
I always wanted Matt there. It was always just a genius idea to just put him with Nick Gage. When I found out he was going to win the belt, I was like, "Holy shit!" I was like, "But it just worked."
Yeah,
it's just a perfect lighting in a bottle situation, and I think he's earned himself. I think me, Brett, probably Nick Gage even agree that he's earned himself a spot on the GCW. Mount Rushmore, for sure.
Well, that's cool.
Your Hammerstein match was amazing. I was there.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. But, that's a match, too, man. That's a match that people either love or hate. We had a great time.
It looked like it. Hell yeah.
Yeah, all the, you know, the photoshopped Macho Man, Ric Flair pictures.
Those were photoshopped, man. Those were real. I could tell.
No, those are real shots.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, right.
I was at his house for those.
Yeah, he was with Chelsea. Remember?
Yeah. I remember
he wasn't
seeing...
there, though. It was just me and Chelsea, though.
Oh. Oh, baby.
I remember seeing, I think it was text messages from, like, his mom or dad or someone that was like, like, Matt, what is going on? And he's like, you know, this stuff isn't, you know, real, right? Yeah. He also asks, Joey's had the chance to wrestle some pretty big names in the business over the years. Who, if anyone, was someone you were starstruck by, even if just a little?
I mean, I've been in the business since I've been like 16 now, so there's not really anyone that's like I'm starstruck in seeing. Right. There's been moments where I've been like the presence of like Great Muda or Kenta Kobashi or... The worst one was Stone Cold Steve Austin. I almost had a full-fledged panic attack.
Yeah.
So I'm at his house, and we're about to do a podcast, and we're on a little table, and he's just sitting across from me, and that's like my ultimate idol.
Sure.
I'm hungover. I'm one of those hangovers that even if I wasn't across the way from Steve Austin, I would still have a panic attack if I was like in a Chili's or something. But I'm in front of Steve Austin. I'm like, no way this is real. And then he saw I was a little nervous, sweating a little bit. Maybe he thought I was on drugs or something, but he just decided to stare at me for a full, like, 40 seconds straight doing his Steve Austin deal that he used to do on just stare at you. And I was like, looking, and I was almost a full fledged panic attack. And then he was like, just fucking with your kid. How you doing? Last night, Steve. That's fine. Let's get this going.
That's awesome.
That's fun. Yeah. Josh Stapleton says, Joey hosted the AEW after party for the first Double or Nothing, and it was wild. Probably my favorite wrestling event ticket I ever bought. Was that after party with LA Guns and host Joey?
Was it LA Guns? I don't think it was LA Guns. I think it was the guy who sang Funky Cole Medina.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what was Tone Low.
Tone Low. Wild Thing. Yeah. No, he was the musician at the, I think the other one, I think that was like the Frankie Kazarian shitty after party that LA Guns were there.
Oh, so he got him mixed up, Josh. Yeah,
I had Toke Low at mine.
Okay.
Yeah, it was wild because they didn't give us anything to do. They just said, just go on stage and just freestyle this until he comes on and performs his two fucking songs. So it just got wild. It was just like me roasting people, me inviting people on stage. It was legit me 4 hours doing improv. So I was quite impressed with myself after that, but it was a large load to carry. And, it was fun. Everyone had fun and they still bring it up to this day.
That's awesome.
Nice. You got some figures. You got these major bendies. You have that FTC.
Yes.
You have seemed to have been a figure guy growing up and all that. You know, I imagine pretty cool getting immortalized in figure form.
Yes, we got some good ones coming up, though.
Oh,
I don't know if I'm supposed to spoil this, but I've signed a couple contracts over the years.
Okay.
Haven't gotten to me yet, but one of them is... some prototypes will be dropping soon, but
they're the top
tier of wrestling action figures right now. So I'm happy that these are coming out. And so I kind of got fucked by AEW when it came to action figure. I was supposed to be in series 3.
Yeah.
Series 3 I was slated for. So when series 3 came on the shelves, on the price tag in Walmart, it said Joey Janela AEW action figure.
Yeah.
But I wasn't even in the series.
I remember that.
No one politicked me out of that. And, I don't know why, but that's probably the only thing I regret about my AEW run is not getting a figure. But those figures kind of suck anyway. So, but anyways, the figures that are coming out that I've teamed up with these guys are going to be
awesome. You know, definitely don't want to give anything out that you shouldn't.
Yeah, WrestleMania weekend, you'll find out more.
Okay, awesome. Perfect. I was going to say, do we... And you don't have to say this either. Is there a style, that you can say, or would you rather leave that quiet?
There's a few styles actually.
Oh. Okay.
The Hasbro style.
Yes. Okay. So retro style.
Yeah. Oh.
And modern style.
Okay.
So like a full 6-inch.
Damn. So we're getting like one of everything. Style,
yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
All been talked about. So
all you need is a VTA, and you're all set.
That's it. It's awesome. I'm trying to get one of those big guys now, but Kadek is like, that's only reserved for the
legend, like
legends,
old,
right?
Old
now.
People.
That's what you tell them. I am a fucking legend.
Those things are going for on eBay right now for
400. Shit.
Dude, it's insane.
We were literally just talking about that.
I'm not a greedy person, but from now on, I have to ask those guys when something drops like that, the Macho Man or the Flair, or the Andre, I just like, can you just send me those?
Right.
Right.
And he will, but now they're all on eBay, $300.
Oh, I know.
Well, there will be a Macho Man at WrestleCon.
Yeah.
Yes.
So.
And luckily some other like third party sites will have them like ringside and stuff here and there. They just randomly drop. So, those Andre's dropped again, which are incredible.
They all look good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have a lot of figures, but I've sold a lot over the last year just because.
Right.
I live in a house with 3 other guys now, and it's hard to display. Like, I'm not living in my own place. It's hard to display 3 cases full of action figures.
Right.
Someone's living. So I did sell all my Hasbros on card. I probably had half the set on card.
Yeah.
I got a good, really good chunk of change for those. But I have them all loose.
Yeah.
Which I appreciate more anyway.
Right.
Yeah. I still have a couple of them on card. Some of the ones I...
Do you have the complete set loose?
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that will never be sold.
Yeah.
You'll have to sell my kidneys before I sell that. There's two things I won't sell. It's my Hasbro figure collection, and I have one of Terry Funk's, his final bandana. Those are two things that I'll never sell, and I will sell my toes before I sell those things.
Jake, you know, famously in our little world had all the Hasbros, but four.
I was missing both Smoking Guns, Evil Crush, and
1-2-3 Kid.
1-2-3
Kid.
I have all. I have all those in pretty mint condition for being not on card.
Yeah.
The only things I don't have are the Mailways.
Okay. But just
every time I see them, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy prices. Like Hogan could go up to $2,000 now. And But I do have the mint King of the Ring ring, and I do have I have those mints.
Yeah.
So, and I have the big tall ones. You pulled the string, whatever those were.
Oh
Yeah.
I sold both of mine to Mark Sterling.
Those. Yeah. I have mostly every Hasbro wrestling item besides those Mailways.
Yeah.
And the Jake the Snake bag gimmick.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
My friend does have that one from his childhood. Yeah. I just have to steal it from him.
Yeah. Go over and hang out one day, man.
That's what I was gonna ask. Is this a lot of it secondhand, or is it stuff that you would?
This is
any
all
of it from.
This
childhood?
Is all stuff I blew my AEW contract.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Like I legit blew a lot of my money on fucking figures, and that's grateful on card just random toys.
Yeah.
My old apartment in Florida was my walls were covered.
Yeah. And,
like if you were a girl and you didn't know and you walked in, you would think I was a virgin.
What else you got other than wrestling? You collect anything else?
No, I thought about it. There's some stuff I have. I thought about getting the Ninja Turtles and stuff, but that's too expensive. Like,
especially the
once you get into that, you know, I thought maybe I'll pretty cheap the old Toxic Crusader figures.
Oh hell yeah!
That's right up Billy's alley.
Yeah, I had those as a child, but not anymore. But that's something that you can acquire them all. For pretty cheap.
You know, some of them have gone up a little bit, but at least it's obtainable. Like you can complete a collection.
Yeah. Yeah.
If that's what you were looking to do.
Like the Dick Tracy toys are cool too, but I was never a Dick Tracy guy. I just like the way they look, you know?
Yeah.
But there's, you know, I have only so much room for this shit, you know?
Yeah.
Not everyone can live in a Matt Cardona house and have a fucking museum, but he's only allowed to have one room, so
it's true.
Chelsea would shoot him in the head, I think, if he set up a detolf in the living room with some Dick Tracy action figures or something.
That's awesome.
But yeah. So I have figures. I went through them the other day. I have to go through and buy a couple new detolfs and display everything again.
So what are you actually planning on doing for that now that IKEA is done with detolfs?
Are they done?
They have one that's like kind of like a detolf, but it's like more like closed off. It's not as open.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Like I literally just I got two of them.
Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people selling them lately, I've noticed.
Right.
They were always cheap too, so I don't know.
Yeah.
I had two, but when I moved from Florida to Jersey, I left them there because it was too much a pain in the ass to unscrew and put in the moving truck. And
right.
Especially like, I just buy two new detolfs when I get there. They're only $60, but never did.
Yeah.
now it's a detolf shortage.
Yeah. Yeah, they're no mo.
Thanks, Russia.
So what's the future hold for Joey Janela? What are some of your future plans, especially like with your career?
Yeah, GCW is heating up again right now.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's my main concern. Awesome. Spring break is our biggest show of the year, one of them.
Right.
Probably top four of the year.
Yeah.
And a lot of people consider it like kind of like the big WrestleMania of the Indies now.
Sure. So, yeah, it's huge.
Kind of like the melting pot of independent wrestling. So that's next week, and I'm in the championship match with Blake Christian. So
yeah,
win some gold, and we'll see where we go from there.
Oh yeah, well, best of luck. Yeah, you need just, it, but best of luck for that, man.
Oh yeah, just you know, traveling the world more. You know, the last 2 years I've traveled the world so much. I'm glad to have a little break right now.
Yeah, for sure. And
with my traveling all over the place, Australia, Japan, but I'd like to go to Japan a couple more times this year, and you know, of course, we're gonna go to GCW. They always go to different countries. They'll go to Mexico or they'll go to England. You know, that's how we stated. So as long as you wrestle for GCW and you're prominent in that promotion, you'll be traveling for sure.
Yeah.
It's crazy what GCW has done. You know, that it is this constantly powerhouse touring thing.
Yeah. It's like a touring brand now. It's like
from just a it's like Disney, years ago to. it's changed so much.
I was the only one there since the beginning, but maybe we should think about Nick Gage on ice next. That'd be good. Him skating around with a pizza cutter,
dude. He would totally take one of those blades off and
carve up Cardona for sure. But you know, if you guys want to, Spring Break is sold out. The Clusterfuck is not. It's almost sold out, but you can catch everything on Triller, Fight TV, whatever they're calling it these days.
Yeah.
Next week, you know, it's like less than $10 a month, and you get all these shows, especially Mania weekend. It's worth it.
Yeah, for sure.
You're getting like, I don't know how many shows are going to be streamed on there. It's going to be a lot.
Yeah,
it's definitely worth it, for sure.
It's like a telethon of wrestling. It's like 24-hour loop of wrestling that weekend. This is the biggest one yet. I've never seen so many sold out shows and against each other at a WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah.
And I've been doing this for this WrestleMania weekend thing now for like
a long time.
9 years. 9 years
now. I mean, Spring Break's been going since before. It wasn't a GCW thing originally.
No, it was.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's my mistake then, yeah.
Very cool.
I guess GCW for a certain section of us, myself included, like it's so much bigger and more known now.
Yeah.
So I guess
mainstream for sure.
Not realizing that it was part of it the whole time. So,
yeah, it's one of the things that got GCW to the game that it's at right now. There's a lot of, it's going to be an awesome weekend, and WrestleMania weekend's never been hotter. I've never seen so many things. Like I'm running against two other shows. Those are sold out, and Ring of Honor we're going against, and they have almost 2,000 tickets sold. It's like everyone's making money this year. It's not like it's all the heavy hitters are out there. So the midnight show selling well, everything's doing well. So the morning shows are doing well. It's like it's gonna be a great weekend, and it's my favorite weekend because I make some money.
Sure.
I get to suck some nipples.
Drink some margaritas.
Good nips.
Yeah.
Drink some margaritas and
we're gonna come hang out with you.
Wrestle.
Yeah, let's hang out. I'll have these all weekend.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'll be drinking a couple of those too.
Hell yeah.
Thank you guys so much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, man. Appreciate your time. And
I'm halfway to death since my travel weekend, so
no, thanks for giving
no worries,
us any
man. We appreciate your time, bro.
Thank you guys.
See you next week. Right.
Take care, man.
Yep. Thank you guys.
See you,
bud. Take it easy.
Yep.
There you go.
Hell yeah.
Fun little snackable interview with him. You know, get a little bit about loose figure news, but that's pretty cool.
We got three different styles coming up.
Right. Maybe next week we'll start to learn.
Yeah. Listen for the news.
Yeah.
Have a little bit of a hunch on one of them.
I mean,
he gave some clues in there.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Look, we can speculate all we want. Yeah,
absolutely.
I don't have any inside information. Husvar, do you?
No, I never.
Jake?
You know, I definitely don't.
Well, you know, so like we've got, he said a Hasbro style, a Remco style, and like an Elite 6-inch style.
So for my Hasbro style, it's got to be heels and faces.
That's my thought. It also makes me wonder if it would. Sorry. You go and say what you think. They all are.
for the Remco style, I'm gonna go with the, what is it, the ringside, the All Stars? Is that what they're called? I forget.
Bell to
I
bell.
Always bell to bell.
Power you. Town is All Stars.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. So it's the bell to bell, the ringside bell to bell. That's my guess. And then the modern style, I'm gonna go with. Ooh, I'm gonna go with either the zombie has that 6-inch line, either that or Power Town. Those are my would be my two.
So yeah.
Close.
I'm with you on zombie.
Yeah.
And ringside.
Okay.
But if you, you know, you said Power Town.
Uh-huh.
If it was Power Town,
then maybe
doing they would probably be doing the Remco too.
But are they doing modern people? That's was well, my, like,
I
only...
mean, we've got Matt and Mark, not Mark, Brian. We've got Matt and Brian.
Modern, yeah.
And they're doing TNA.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I forgot about TNA.
Maybe.
I mean, what other companies are there that are doing the modern? Is that Cella Uncensored is gone, right?
That's, as far as I know, I don't think they're doing...
Or Epic, whatever it's called.
Yeah, Epic. I don't think that they're doing the that Uncensored line anymore.
Because that Sabu is the only one that came out, right? Yeah.
Dynamite Kid.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Could be Figure Collections doing the Hasbro style. They did that Effie.
Yeah.
They have a cult coming out. They did the Chelsea.
Yeah, but I wanted to be heels and feet.
Just options of what it could
I'm gonna message Zombie right now. I'm just kidding.
So
I mean, let me know how he's doing. I haven't heard from him in years.
I know he's so busy.
He
told me to message him like a while ago and he hasn't gotten back to me. And I know he's so busy.
Oh, for sure.
So I know he's working hard.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, he's got a lot of stuff.
He's
going
pumping
out.
Shit out.
Right, right.
CM Punk.
Yeah. Like
crazy.
Yeah. It's speculating. I mean, some of these figures, you know,
I know.
I mean, there's a lot of retro companies to choose from. A couple 6-inch figure to, you know, and I just have a feeling something with Zombie though, for sure.
Yeah.
Heels and Faces and maybe in the 6-inch line, something with that. But the Remco style, and I'm not sure who I would guess would be picked up Joey Janela. I mean, maybe you said Power Town's doing those.
It would have to be the Power Town All Stars or the Bell to Bell, which is rings.
Well,
is there another? Could,
yeah, Asylum.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
They do a mix of new and old.
I do.
They got that Karate Man coming out.
Yeah, I need
that. What if he's with three different companies? Which is very possible.
Like one of each. That's what I was thinking.
I mean,
it was one of each.
Let's see. So
one Heels and Faces.
Well, I'm,
we're just going to name every company.
Right. So let's just say, like, for the 6-inch figures, I feel like Heels and Faces is who he's going with. Okay.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
The retro style, I don't think it's
Heels.
No, I don't think it's Heels, and I don't think it's grapplers and gimmicks.
You were going to say FC.
I feel like it might be somebody else, like, it could be.
It would have to be FC, right?
Or yeah. Epic.
Or Epic. Wait, FC and Epic are different?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Well, and who's Cella now?
Epic.
Cella is Epic? Okay.
It was very difficult to distinguish at first.
Yeah.
Because Cella, Figure
like
Collections, and Epic... And Asylum, I think, all
conjoined,
like,
work together.
But they
were working together, like
took
in
a
the
different
same,
section of it.
So basically, they were like under the same warehouse, let's say, but just in different sections.
Sort of. But Epic is officially
they're the owner.
They are the ones that are doing it now. You know, so
yep,
that's possible as well.
Yeah, and then I feel like Power Town would be the Remco style. I mean, that's I don't know. I feel from like what he's told us, definitely for sure signed with at least two companies, if not three. You know, I mean, he would have had to because there. I don't believe any of these companies besides Mattel is the only one making each style of the figures.
That's a good point because Powertown is doing Elites and Remco, but they're not doing Hasbro.
They're not doing retro style Hasbro,
right?
Yeah.
Zombie is doing Hasbro and Elite and no Remco. Yep.
Right.
Ringside is only doing Remco.
Remco.
Yeah. Yeah.
Grapplers and Gimmicks hasn't done an Elite yet, but he's doing that Ghostbusters guy, the lawyers or the mayor's sidekick.
They're not really because he did he did the library ghost.
That's different. That's all different.
What's the one he's doing? The actor.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Oh, is that which one?
He's from I can't think of his real name right now. He's in Ghostbusters 2. He's the mayor's sidekick or whatever.
He's in No Holds Barred. That's who I thought. Yeah, he. That's not a retro style. That's a
both. He's doing both. He's doing three.
Shit. Okay.
Last I heard, anyway.
Yeah.
A Hasbro style one that will fit with WWE Elites to go with your No Holds Bar.
Right.
But then like the Mattels, like the Ghostbusters figures are a little shorter than like Hasbro and Mattel era Ghostbusters are a little shorter than Elites. He's doing one of those too.
Oh, okay. So
you can put it with your Ghostbusters. You can put it with your No Holds Barred, and then a Hasbro style.
Okay.
So, maybe I'm just now I'm not really speculating of like what I think it will be. I'm just kind of going over what the options could be.
Could be. Yeah. Cause I feel personally he signed with 2 to 3 companies. I feel probably two.
Yeah. Two or three.
Two for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. So
I think Bell to Bell is a good
candidate
because they have a good mix. They have a good mix of modern and legends in there.
Well, and you know, not that, you know, Joey Janela is exclusive to GCW, but they did the Nick Gage with the GCW title.
Right.
You know, why wouldn't they, you know, have a pretty close relationship to have a you know, ringside Bell to Bell made.
Yeah. Right. I still have to get that Danhausen.
Yep. Very interesting to see what it could be.
Good. I think we need, like you said, he did get shafted on that AEW figure because he was there since the beginning.
Well, and I thought about that too. Like, I don't want to get into the weeds with it, but was just thinking about he was supposed to get the AEW figure and how AEW brought in and you know, kind of trying to think of the right way to word it. AEW was carried on the backs of these very well-known independent wrestlers like Joey Janela and Colt Cabana and people like that.
Yeah. Right.
That have gotten very much shafted.
Sure. He was doing main event pay-per-views for those first couple of years.
I mean, he was wrestling John Moxley. You know what I mean? There was he was doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And
I just remember going to that WrestlePro show and he just got signed to AEW and he was, because COVID was in the height at that time and he couldn't take pictures with people and he did. Like he still did. And you know, I remember how many people were crowding at him and how popular he is.
Right.
So it's good to see we're going to get some three figures of him.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jake. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, I just wanted to touch base real quick. Like how good of a talent he really is. You know what I mean? He's definitely got, charisma and a special place in the ring for sure. His craft cannot be denied. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Up until, a few years ago, you know, with AEW and independent wrestling having more of an outlet with Fight TV and places like that. You know, or if you happen to go to like a WrestleMania weekend and got to go to Joey Janela's Spring Break or something, like you didn't really get to see a lot of him.
Right.
But, and that's, you know, for me, you know, at least like didn't really get to see much of him, but always knew his name.
Yes.
I always knew who he was. And absolutely. I think that says something.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
definitely does.
You know, that's, you know, for a long time, like that is person with drive, ambition, you know, whatever, to stay relevant, where only for a couple years ago did he have real TV time.
Right.
And for everybody to know who he is, that's it's pretty kick ass.
I just remember, like, even before he was, like, you know, before any of that, like when he was doing like the YouTube videos or doing the crazy stunts and like going up in a crane and you know, going through glass and don't, you know, shit like that. Like, you know,
there's that YouTube video, like, "Don't Die, Joey Janela." Remember that?
Yeah. Like shit like that. Like even like doing crazy stunts like that, like you get like, you know, well known, like viral, you know, viral videos on YouTube and you know, even without the wrestling, like people know, you know,
for sure
know him.
They know, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think, man, and it's one of those things, like, had so many things we could have talked about, but we knew that he had
you
know, limited time and, you know,
right.
I wanted to four shows in a row. Wrestling
Yeah. Full disclosure, you know, he just literally, like Billy just said, he had four shows in a
four
row.
Shows.
He just got in
multiple countries.
I mean, and he has a personal life too. And, you know, he's got some things going on. So he was, you know, we originally had him scheduled for last week. Something came up. And he wasn't able to make
it. But he wanted to come.
He was, he was super, you know, super apologetic. And he didn't need to apologize. You know, things happen. It is what it is. But he was still kind enough to, you know, make time for us this week. So we definitely appreciate that. You know,
I mean,
20, 25 minutes, whatever. It's like, it's still cool to, you know, just hang out for a few and just kind of catch up and, you know, shoot the shit for a minute and just see what's going on. So that was cool and very much appreciated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he didn't need to come on at all.
He
could have very much went.
And
we would have been like, yeah, of course.
This whole thing started as sort of as a joke because he had posted in the Major Pod group of, you know, he had some Major Bendies that he was selling, you know, I'll autograph them, whatever, $50 or shipped or whatever. So, and I jokingly said, I think I probably was the first person to comment. I was like, hey, you know, come on MWO and I'll buy one, but you got to sign it in white paper pen. And he's like, deal. And he messaged me like, let's go, dude. And I'm like, all right, sweet. So, you know, we set it up. So it's cool. You know, it's a unique way. And that's one of the cool things about this group. Like, and especially me with my collection and the way I am and how I have it set up, this is a cool and easy way for me to, you know, get more guys on my wall here. So, you know, I love it. It's you know, Billy, you son of a bitch, you got me. But I love it. I love it. I love it. So, yeah, it's, you know, I'm still collecting this way. So it's really cool.
Yeah. You know, my goal now is just like get as many, you know, people with a bendy on the show.
Right. Yeah. So it's so cool. Oh, you know, I mean, and if anybody has, I'm going to be honest with you. If anybody has a connection to somebody that has a bendy that I don't have, that we haven't had on here, set it up. Let's go. I need more guys. You know, I'm willing to pay. I'm willing to pay. But, you know, we got to get them on here.
Just up, do bud? It. All right. Just what? Do it.
Do what?
Get them all.
It.
It.
Yep. No, that was, that was a good time.
Yeah.
Even if short and, you know, definitely appreciate him.
Yeah.
You know, coming on.
Yes.
And, definitely.
Yeah. We didn't end up getting to all of the questions, but it was one of those things you kind of have to feel it out and it's like, well, you know, you got to kind of keep this ball rolling and.
Right. Yeah. Yes, you do. So.
Yeah. I think, I don't know. I guess that's probably about it.
Yeah.
Again, looking forward to going to you know, his show. You know, we're going Friday night.
They're you always a good time.
You got that confirmed there, Husfar?
Here, I'll reconfirm it. But yeah, it looked like, because you scared me.
You scared me.
You're like Friday or Saturday, and I'm like, oh.
Like, what if I bought the wrong tickets?
It says Friday, April 5th from 7 to 10 p.m. GCW presents Joey Janela's Spring Break 8. General admission. Standing room only. So we get to see
Christian for the title.
Blake Christian for the title. And you also got Matt Cardona versus Blue Kane.
Yeah.
I actually found some of the first indie show I went to.
Oh, that's right.
I remember that, dude.
Yeah.
Look, I remember you sending that picture to us, dude, and I didn't even know that was him.
Line up.
That was
so long ago.
You want to use that for the graphic?
That's kind of cool, maybe.
So that match went down where they were going against each other, and then these guys, the Graysons, pop in, and they, like, break it up, and then it turns into a tag team match. So Brian joins Joey Janela, and I remember they threw the Graysons onto the chairs. Like, they're like, get up, and, like, we're all getting up, and this is, like, my first indie show, so I'm like, what the fuck's happening?
Right.
Oh, shit. Like, it was so scary, but it was exciting. And it's pretty dope.
It's awesome.
I'm pretty sure that was before we started doing our episodes.
Yep, it was.
Because that was around the time
2020.
That was around the time that Brian started like Husvar.
Right. Yeah, it was before I did the card breaks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yep. Wow, that's major pod history.
Joey getting the tables.
Yep. Damn.
Very cool. All right. Well, I suppose let's go ahead and
wrap her up.
Yeah, wrap this thing up and
with a bow.
The old Texas tornado.
Wrap it up with a bow. Yeah. Anyway, thanks to Joey Janela for hanging out.
Appreciate it, bro.
Thanks to
We'll run into you.
That would be cool. Hopefully the people on, thank you to the people on our Patreon for contributing some questions.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Remember, Grocock, you got to hit up Janela.
Oh my gosh. Chris is, he has to be going to all of this stuff. We need to message him.
I haven't talked to him in a minute. Yeah.
And be like, hey.
You got to go to Joey Janela and tell him you're Chris Grocock.
Right.
Yeah, you got to show him your ID.
Go up to him at WrestleCon or whatever and be like, hey, heard you talking about me on MWO.
Yeah.
Boom. I know, but he didn't know him as Grocock.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
So that's, anyway.
Grocock, do it. And I want to be there when you do it.
I love it. I love it. Put it in the vlog.
Oh, that is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Remind me to take vlog videos.
Yes.
Take vlog videos.
Yep. Have to.
Cool.
Especially when I meet Randy Orton.
Pretty much just us now. But all right. Well, let's wrap her up. Husvar, take us out.
1, 2, 3. Ring the bell.
I got Galoob, a Hasbro Dusty. I got the merch that drives the marks while the ring-worn gear, they wanna wear it. H-A-R-D, just like Blue Chew, I'm just a major mark.
Major mark!
I'm not a toy boy.
Toy boy!
I'm just a major mark.
Major mark!
I'm not a toy boy.
Toy boy.
Claim all the figs. Claim all the merch. Like Super Gabby. You already know the Michael Jordan. And Scottie Pippen. With Phil Jackson. Always scratching that itch. I'm just a major mark.
Major mark.
I'm not a toy boy.
Toy boy.
I'm just a major mark.
Major mark.
I'm not a toy boy.
Toy boy.
Hey, all you major marks. Claim all that merchandise.